So from time to time, we do a minute for mission early on in worship. So this is not a minute for mission, because mission is focused outward. This is focused inward, so we're going to call this a second for stewardship today. It will take a little longer than a second, but I'd like to invite Ellen Moeller to come up and share with us a second for stewardship now.
Good morning. Consecration Sunday will be November the 4th. What is God calling you to do? What is God calling us to do? I'm going to tell my story of how God called me to serve on the Christian Education Committee. Look for these things. Number one, let God lead. Don't you try to lead God. Number two, it's possible he may lead you where you don't think you want to go. Number three, he wants to use you for who you are. That's how he made you. And number four, his path may be amazing. First, I'll set this up to tell you that I went to the Montreat Youth Conference with Ridgely and two of our high school youth this summer. This was a gift of time and purpose to be present with over 300 youth and their leaders from many churches in our denomination. Each person present was on their own personal faith journey, yet willing to share and grow through small group discussion, worship, creative expression, and prayer. 7 years ago, the thought of going to a youth conference would have shook me to my core with fear, and I loved it. In 2011, I said yes to serving as elder. When Victor asked me, for those who are relatively new, Victor was our pastor before Patrick. When Victor asked me where I thought I might best serve, I distinctly remember saying, well, I'm not a teacher, so definitely not on Christian education. Maybe Victor forgot. Maybe he was seeking guidance. Whatever the means, I was placed on the Christian Education Committee. God does have a way of getting our attention. I had anxiety and questions, but I jumped in, and each day, one day at a time, God showed me the way. And now, it's 7 years later, and I'm still volunteering on the Christian Education Committee. I have so many experiences that when I step back and review, I am blown away. When I list some of what I've done, don't hear this as boasting. This is not me, but for God in me, guiding me. In fact, when I try to do things my way and fail to ask for God's input, it doesn't go so well. Here is a partial list. I've served on the Adult Christian Ed Committee and helped select classes for suppers at St. John's. I've helped with Advent Craft Night, the Easter Egg Hunt, Vacation Bible School, taught Sunday School, helped in the nursery, gone on a youth mission trip, attended youth group, gone on confirmation retreat, served on the Associate Pastor Nominating Committee, and with Doug, invited Ethan to live with us his senior year in high school. Ethan and his family were members here, which some of you may remember him. When his family moved away, he asked to stay in town and finish high school, and he lived with us. This was all after I confessed and confided to God in prayer that I felt unqualified to work with youth, but I wanted to be able to do so. I told God I wanted to be able to have relationships with teens, but in my heart, I doubted I could really be successful. God's answer to prayer is undeniable. this is God in me, guiding me. I have learned some things. Foremost, what I have to offer is me. I'm not a teacher. I'm not an extrovert. I'm not loud. I'm not particularly high energy or playful. I'm generally not funny. Notice that I set up all the excuses I can give if I sense a call in a direction I don't think I want to go. But God showed me that with a heart of love filled by Him, I need only be me and ask Him for direction. When I show up, God shows up with me. Phew. Does that sound easy? It requires willingness. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path." That week of immersion into faith sharing and growing at Montreat has stimulated me to think not only about my own faith journey, but how are we, that is, St. John's, fanning the flames of faith in God in our loved ones, in our faith family, in our neighborhoods, and beyond. In Patrick, we are blessed with an outstanding head pastor. And we have taken the leap of faith to double our pastoral staff by calling Ridgely our associate pastor. What is God calling us, His people, to do? Are we being His hands and feet and heart in the body of fellowship and in the world in which we find ourselves? May we each be intentional in seeking His call and having the courage to respond, trusting Him to lead, knowing that what we have to offer is simply ourselves, God's own beautiful creation. So Consecration Sunday is November 4th. It is a time when we are each asked to consider what is God calling us to do with our money, as well as our gifts of time and service. Please plan to attend worship and the delicious brunch following. Kindly fill out the RSVP card that will be arriving in the mail with the invitation so we can plan for the day. Thank you. And